We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going out to Riverworks this morning. Sean Green joining us, director of Labatt Pond Hockey Tournament. It's the big weekend, Sean. How you doing?
Good morning. Yes, yeah, absolutely. We're really excited about the kickoff of the weekend.
You know, it's 4 degrees this morning, Sean. Is that affecting anything at the tournament?
I heard the newscast come on there. Nothing right now. I mean, obviously, it's the elements of playing outside. We have to have all the players have be conditioned for what comes at them with the snow or whatnot. We've had all different things over the years. We'll pay a little more attention to making sure that they're warm before heading out there. But once the blood gets going and the skates get going, it's a celebration of hockey in Western New York, and we're looking forward to it.
And with this being the 13th annual, talk about how much you've grown. How many teams? How many games did you have originally? And how has that grown for what you have now?
Sure. Yeah. No. Over the years, it's grown tremendously, and we're up to 120 teams this year. I believe it's up about 20-25% over the years. So we have probably over 850 players playing this year. A lot of different new players coming in. We have 10 different states representing coming in. We're really excited about it. The energy has just been tremendous. The last, I'd say about the last 60 to 90 days, teams and players are really starting to ramp up, and they're really starting to get excited about it. The stories are starting to be told earlier, I think, this year, and we're looking forward to another tremendous year. So, yeah, the it's growing and growing. We have four-game guarantee this year. It's a new added element for the tournament. And then also Sunday will be Championship Sunday. So kind of your traditional hockey tournament. You're going to kind of kick off, have a couple games on Friday, a couple games on Saturday, some playoff format, some playing games on Saturday night, and then Championship Sunday. So we're trying to really make it a really festive tournament weekend that most of these guys and girls are used to playing when they're growing up as a youth.
How do you manage it all? I mean, with 120 teams coming and going, you've got to be on your game, right?
Yeah. We have a tremendous staff here at Buffalo Riverworks, and of course with our great partnership with Labatt Blue and all their partners. We have a lot of moving parts, but great, a lot of communication, a lot of preparation and leading up to it. And we're looking forward to it. Should be great. It's broken down into 6 ice rinks, so we have the schedule out. We have people ready to go, directing coming in and going, and a lot of entertainment. It's just not just hockey all weekend long. We have different bands and live music playing. We have a couple major events going on, one tonight and one tomorrow night, in combination with the whole celebration of the weekend. The great Buffalo Sabre overtime win last night kicked it off, and then of course we have our famous rival, the Toronto Maple Leafs, coming out on Sunday. So should be just a great weekend for Western New York to kind of show that we're Buffalo proud.
Yeah, and among those events that you referred to, the one coming up on Saturday night at 9 o'clock, this should be interesting. Unfiltered Sabres alums Matthew Barnaby, Andrew Peters. Now I know Andrew certainly a lot more than Matthew, and I've heard the things he has to say. It's going to be worth the price of admission, right?
It really is. I mean, we hosted an event like this earlier in the year, and I know Andrew and Matthew are very, very excited about it. And it's all the stories that you wanted to hear. I mean, we grew up watching these two guys play incredible hockey and the Buffalo Sabres and the excitement. But you always wanted to know kind of what happened on the road trips. You always kind of want to know how the players, how they get along, or especially Matthew and all the jabbing on the ice there. You always wanted to hear maybe exactly what he was saying. Well, that night, Saturday night, 9 o'clock, he will tell you everything that you wanted to hear, that kind of the stuff that maybe is said off the record there. But it's a lot of fun, a lot of stories. I think they have more fun with it sometimes than actually the crowd does. And you get them going, and it's just the stories just keep coming and coming and coming, and that they start laughing up there. And of course, Andrew and the great things that he does in the Western New York community, and Matthew, they have kind of two generations of hockey because they never really played with each other. They crossed over, so you really get a good range of eras, and it's going to be a great night.
What's the age and maybe the playing level of those that make up this tournament?
Sure, yeah, it's 21 and older. Everyone has to be 21 and older to play, and then we break it down into the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, age, different level, and then also your skill level. So we try to do our best to really strategically placed, you know, so you're in the right division with the right skill level. You want to make sure that, you know, the guys are competitive, but also in their same skill there. The one of the biggest challenges, you know, everyone still thinks sometimes they still have their game back from 20 years ago. So they might think that they're still the sharp player that they were 20 years ago. So, but we try to break it down in terms of, as I said, skill. And luckily, a lot of teams come back year after year, so you kind of know where they fall into place and the different levels that they're at. So, it's more, again, more of a celebration. I mean, obviously, we have a 21 and older competitive group that gets very, very competitive. A lot of ex-college and some minor pro guys come in, and then it kind of filters down from there. And then, you know, we had some people stopping in yesterday, just taking a look at Riverworks and walking around, just so excited to come back. They get to meet people, and maybe once a year that this is the event that brings everybody back, maybe back in town or gets together. You get called up, caught up in life in general, and you get to actually come out there and, you know, start telling old stories. And you know, one of the things that we love to see and just great is, you know, again, as I said, people grow up, they keep, you know, they're playing hockey, but now that, you know, their parents come back and watch them play. Now they're bringing their families, their kids, and you spend so much time together growing up with these people, and then all of a sudden to continue on the tradition of hockey and bring it together and have the celebration of hockey, it's pretty exciting.
Also worthy of note, not just young men, but young women as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's grown that way. I think offhand we have about 7 or 8 women's teams in division coming in here. And again, absolutely, hockey is for everyone. It's a great celebration, and you know, they're just as competitive and everything else, and we love it.
And what's the end prize? A trophy or what is it?
A trophy, yeah. There are trophies, and what happens is when the teams get in the finals, they actually receive a Labatt's hockey jersey. So that's kind of the playing, the bragging rights is you get a Labatt's jersey to be in the finals. And the winner, we have a big, you know, kind of a giant cup that they can hold up and, you know, they can kind of celebrate. And the biggest thing is bragging rights for that year. You'd be surprised at the teams and, you know, during the course of, after the tournament and during the winter and the summertime, the teams, the bragging rights to be able to celebrate and tell everybody who they won, how they won. But those jerseys are pretty a prized possession. Knowing that you can identify as you wear that jersey around town that you were in the finals of Labatt's Pond Hockey, it's become an annual tradition.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that definitely would go a long way. Hey, Sean, have a great weekend. We appreciate you coming on this morning. The Labatt Pond Hockey Tournament, it's at Riverworks starting today all weekend long. That's Sean Green, the tournament director.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.